This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Soldier, don't know what that means. And then I'll tell you about a new iPhone wallpaper that will tell you more about your battery life. It's really cool. A lot to get to. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,778 new cases of COVID-19, including 40 additional deaths. The Macon County Health Department reported the death of two residents, a male in his 80s and a female in her 70s. Officials also reported 29 additional cases of COVID-19. Macon County has now had a total of 10,640 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Two nursing students were awarded the R. Helen Cleland RN Award presented by the Decatur Memorial Hospital Foundation. Sarah Weller of Pittsboro, Indiana, a senior nursing student at Millikan University, and Sydney Wright of Decatur, who is completing her first year as a nursing student at Richland Community College, were each awarded $500 in honor of their academic achievements in their respective nursing programs. Weller and Wright were nominated to receive the biannual Cleland Award by instructors in their respective nursing programs. R. Helen Cleland, an early visionary leader, was the first superintendent of what is now Decatur Memorial Hospital. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Not as much hiring last month. I'm Chris Foster. The Labor Department reports employers hiring 266,000 people in April after adding 770,000 in March. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal expected something like a million jobs being added last month. In some cases, employers just can't find anyone to hire, with people collecting unemployment, having moved on to other things or retirement during the pandemic, or staying home with kids not back in in-person school. The unemployment rate rose to 6.1%. Pfizer is asking for full approval of its coronavirus vaccine.
Currently, the Pfizer shot has emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Pfizer and the German company BioNTech have submitted documents to start the process for full approval for all Americans 16 and above. In a statement, Pfizer CEO Albert Bouler said, "We look forward to working with the FDA to complete this rolling submission and support their review with the goal of securing full regulatory approval of the vaccine in the coming months." The two-shot vaccine was the first to obtain emergency approval, with 170 million doses distributed since December. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
House Republicans look increasingly likely to remove a critic of former President Trump from her party leadership position.
House Republicans will meet next week, and for the second time since February, are expected to vote on whether Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney should keep her position as the conference chair, the number three leadership post.
There is a large number of members who just said, you know, they gave a second chance and they feel like they got burned.
Steve Scalise, the GOP whip, second in leadership, is endorsing a change. He supports New York Republican Elise Stefanik for the job. Former President Trump also endorsed Stefanik. Cheney has drawn ire of Republicans for vocally warning about the dangers of Trump's continued refusal to accept the 2020 election results.
Fox's Jared Halpert. America's listening to Fox News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797. 800-885-9797.
India's main opposition leader is calling for a new national lockdown to slow the spread of coronavirus.
Rahul Gandhi says a wave of coronavirus infections risks decimating India and threatens the rest of the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi argues it's best to leave decisions about restrictions to local leaders. India keeps setting unwanted world records, posting another 414,000 infections today. It's also added more than 3,900 deaths.
Fox's Simon Owen. There's a hearing today reviewing a vote by Amazon workers in Alabama to reject forming a labor union.
The National Labor Relations Board is holding the hearing to review evidence and decide whether there should be a do-over of a union vote by Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama. Insider reports that 70% of the valid votes cast in the March election were against unionizing. The retail, wholesale, and department store union says Amazon interfered with the vote and claims the company threatened employees with closing the warehouse and layoffs if they voted in favor of the union. If the labor board finds that Amazon illegally interfered with the vote, it can hold another election. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The owner of a fruit shop and his uncle are arrested by police in Naples, Italy. A raid on the shop turned up 11 automatic rifles, 10 handguns, ammunition, a bomb, bulletproof vest, and about 28 pounds of hash and marijuana. A police source says the weapons probably belong to the Camorra criminal organization operating in the area. Some NFL rookies are getting their feet wet.
The New York Jets, the Las Vegas Raiders, and Indianapolis Colts getting a leg up on the rest of the league today, with four-day rookie minicamps getting underway to ingrain the newest pros into their new systems. The other 29 NFL teams opting to get going next weekend. Rookie minicamps usually combine the classroom with some on-the-field work, getting rookies to watch film and learn crucial elements before getting put through their paces. Things will be a little different this offseason. While NFL franchises will have their draftees and undrafted free agents at rookie minicamp, they will be limited in the number of tryout players that they can have present.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's mostly sunny and windy with a high of 66, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 60. And Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, windy with a high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, May 7th edition of Byers & Company. Angela will join us from the YMCA. Nick and I will cover some entertainment news. We've got a lot to get to. Only 1 hour left before the weekend. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a beautiful start to your Friday. The sun is out, and man, am I enjoying it. It does wonders for the soul. Good morning and welcome. Once again, we have the Brinkouter Home Highlight. We're giving away a $25 gift card to Notorious Meats, the brand new store here on 121. They had a great day yesterday. They've got the big event going on Saturday. And if you like, comment, feel free to share. We have that piece of property, 2896 Jokers Road. You need to go see this.
Oh, they've redone the inside of it.
You just need to go see
just
it.
Go.
I'm just telling you.
Just
yeah.
go.
I could just sit there and click on those pictures for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And you have an incentive, $25 gift card to get you out to see Zach and Seth and the guys and support one of our newest businesses. Job numbers in, much lower than expected, and you know, all the stuff that we were talking about earlier in the program plays into that for sure. We've got, story after story. Millions are unemployed. Why can't companies hire? $1 trillion, problem, just in the manufacturing area alone. And then we have the cicadas coming. and leave it to sort of National Geographic. I read a story that it's actually a good thing. You just got to get past all, the annoyance factor. I don't think we're going to have it as bad here in Macon County. You can sort of look at a map at like where it's going to be the heaviest, and it looks like in our area, meaning kind of the Newhoff zone, Danville is going to be hit much harder than we are.
Oh, man. Well, lucky for us, unlucky for them, that's for sure.
For this scenario, I feel bad for them, but I'm happier for us.
Yeah, nature has been something else of late. In my neighborhood, I saw a group of foxes, which I've never seen ever. I saw a coyote who's probably attracted to the foxes. I saw snakes. I saw voles, which I didn't even know was a real thing. It's like a little mousy looking mole. I mean, all in the span of about a day and a half.
Well, there's a couple of things going on there. Yeah. Is this past year, you watched a National Geographic show, right? I'm drawing a blank now.
David Attenborough,
thank you very much, who does the narration. Mm-hmm. And those pictures from all over the world as the population retreated and the animal kingdom used that as an entry level into areas where they haven't been for a very long time. I saw a story this week, and they don't know whether it's fewer people, going to the beaches or less population, or just the fact that so many people now have drones and we're looking at the ocean from a different perspective than we ever have. But the number of great white sharks off the coast of California, way closer than what they would have thought to have been. Now, I can't tell you that hasn't always been the case, and we just didn't have the technology to sort of see it. But you would think that people that are in that business know how to track that, before there were drones. But man, I saw a video, guy and his kid frolicking in the water and 100 yards away, it gives you that whole Steven Spielberg 1970s sitting in the theater feeling.
Yeah, no thanks, man. You're right. Nature is taking back what's been theirs because, we have such an unbelievable impact on things, and we've disrupted the course of things, and that's not to say it's all negative. That's not what I'm implying, but you let these people, these animals need to find their ways to eat. They need to find, I'm not getting any pushback.
Right. But in some areas, because they wanted tourism or whatever, they've messed with the ecosystem.
Yeah, artificially pushed it out.
These animals, and these animals now can't find food. So there's a little bit of both, a give and take for sure. And in some areas, told you about Hanamu Bay, on the island of Oahu, how it literally in a year's time, rebuilt about, 30 years worth of reef and everything else. And so, yes, for sure, lessons to be learned, and maybe we can behave a little differently while still enjoying nature. Angela joins us every Friday morning from the YMCA. How's your day so far? What have you run like 20 miles and lifted weights?
No.
Done a couple of Pilates classes already?
I have to teach when we're done, but I'm chilling right now, just trying to get timesheets done. That's what I'm doing today.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have big plans this weekend?
As I was telling Nick, we have a family friend whose daughter is graduating from college, so we are going to go down and celebrate that. No big plans.
That's a celebration, right? I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're missing in our lives over the last year, and it's good to have those things, coming back online.
Exactly.
We talked about the bridge phase and Illinois in general, although right now Macon County's numbers are higher than Region 6 and higher than the state average.
Yeah.
Got to keep an eye on everything. But there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. What are you guys doing as far as plans are, thinking about this bridge phase? And then I know the mayor of Chicago used the 4th of July weekend as sort of a benchmark.
Yeah.
But what are you guys looking forward to as far as capacity and being able to change things back to the way they used to be?
Well, we've been pretty fortunate with capacity, and I think this is going to help with lessons and swim team. And I'll tell you, it will be really nice if we can get our equipment all back into the wellness center so we can have both gyms free to, basketball, because we haven't had that for, a year and almost a half. And I think the members will like having their gym back and being able to use it for what it was intended to be used for. I know we're also thinking about getting a shot clinic here.
Yeah, I know we talked about that, and then there was an interruption with the J&J, but you guys are working on the details of that.
Yeah, so we're working on the details. I'm big on let's get these high schoolers vaccinated because, I want them to go back to school fully. and be able to participate in high school as high schoolers should be able to go to high school without their masks and be able to go to their lockers and chat. And, you know, they haven't been able to do that for a really long time. And I have a 16-year-old and I want to be able to get her to this clinic and get her vaccinated where, because the rest of us in the family are vaccinated and she's the only one. And we need to get that done.
Yeah, we did. Our 17-year-old has the first and gets the second here in a couple of weeks, and we went through the health department to do that. And mm-hmm. there were a lot of his high school friends there when that had opened up. But certainly agree and concur with everything you just said. Unlike a year ago when we were right in the heart of everything, there is now a way to get back to normal if more people would just do it.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine, you know, going to school for a year and a half as Maroa has for this entire year, and the kids, unfortunately or fortunately, however how you want to spin it, you know, they're so used to wearing these masks now, it's not even a big deal. But to me, it's like you're not experiencing the full high school moment because you haven't had a normal year. Just like the college students, like my son, you have not had a normal college experience. And that is so important in their lives right now, to just have something normal, you know, where you can go to college and you can go to your classes in the buildings that they were intended to be, taught in and go out on campus and do things that you should do as a college student. So get those shots so we can open up and get back to normal.
Amen. Amen. All right. So you're preaching to the choir.
And we're
in lockstep agreement on this. All right. Let's talk a little bit now that the warmer temperatures, and I know it's still spring and, you know, we get a little mixed bag of everything, but people can get outdoors right now. And if you own a Peloton, you're probably a lot safer on the trails than you are at home trying to do this. Which is an interesting story. We'll get into a little bit with Nick. Getting out and just getting active and, you know, you don't have to take on the world. You don't have to be a gym rat right off the bat. Just taking those first steps, that's the most important part.
Yeah. So, you know, yesterday I was, out watching a softball game and even with all that wind, there were people running, walking their dogs. I even saw cyclists, believe it or not, last evening. I couldn't believe it, but, people are ready to get out and I see it. Take advantage of it. You don't have to go crazy, you know, work yourself into it. And I think when you kind of work yourself up to higher intensity, you're more apt to stay with it. If you just go crazy that first week and burn yourself out, you know.
Yeah, that's what happens to people. I mean, you know, they try too hard
up
front.
You just have to pace yourself so you can make this a lifestyle change. Let's not go crazy for a month and then take 2 months off and then start back up.
Or hurt yourself, you know, and then that keeps you from continuing. Talk to me a little bit about family memberships at the Y. I think it is by far and away, when you talk about just joining an organization, the very best deal we have in this community. What does it entail? What does it include? What does it cost? A family membership right now.
So if I am remembering correctly, family memberships are $69 for the family, and that includes, that's two adults and then any youth that live in the same household. And that includes everything. Pool time, gym, wellness center, and of course wellness center does have age requirements. All the classes are included in your membership. If you have children that are under the age of 6, that includes our Child Watch or Y Zone. You do not have to pay extra for that. It includes everything. The only upcharges are personal training, but everything else is included.
Yeah, $69 for the Family General membership. And when you say youth, I mean, does that mean like high school, college age? You know, what are the parameters for the kids?
So youth would be, you know, 17 or under. And we do, let's say you have a college student, we have college rates as well, but if you can get them and they're living in the same household and you can get them in on your family membership. But again, they have to be 17 or under to be included in the family membership, because family membership is just two adults.
All right. And then if you wanted to, like, maybe you're not going to do it, but you've got a kid or a high school kid, 18 or under, that wants to, you know, participate in basketball or all the things, you can do that for $16 a month.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? I was like, wow, $16 a month. And I try to sell a lot of those memberships to, you know, family members that want to do maybe some lessons for their kids. It's just a really great way for the kids to get in here and not only do swim lessons, but they can do other things. And again, there's age requirements where, you know, if your youth is going to be in the facility at a certain age, the parent has to be in here with them. But if they don't have a membership, you know, they can just sit on a bench and wait till they're done.
Absolutely. And then the adult general monthly fee is $49. So if you've been listening to Angela and I preach for the last couple of years, $49 a month, when you put that in, you know, context with what you're paying for your cell phone or your cable or, you know, whatever it is in life, I mean, $49 is a pretty good investment in your long-term mental and physical health.
Absolutely. And we all know right now mental health is a big thing, and part of working out and increasing those endorphins really helps with depression and that mental health aspect.
I don't think you can downplay it enough or overplay it enough. I mean, I think you're exactly right. It is proven over and over again. It doesn't fix everything, but it definitely improves. I highly encourage it. The rates are all available, by the way. DecaturYMCA.org is the website if you'd like to check it out. You guys have apps and all the technology. What's the latest, like, on the online classes or people who want to participate from home through a screen?
So, Still a little bit on the struggle bus with that, but we do have something called MOSA On Demand, and you can register for that. That is our MOSA classes that we do here, and what you're going to see is the actual MOSA instructors doing that, and it is a very economical. You can do that for $9.99 a month, or you can do a whole entire year. And then we see a little bit of proceeds from that. But I would highly recommend checking out MOSA On Demand.
All right. Well, listen, have fun with your graduation this weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you next week. Angela Folk from the YMCA. The Peloton thing, Nick, is just unbelievable to me.
Why is that?
They're recalling all of their treadmills.
Right.
And that's not as big a surprise as was the initial reaction before this reaction. You can do so much damage to your brand. And then when you, it's never good when you have to come back out after initially stonewalling or going no, and then go, we were 100% wrong.
Right. Yep.
They announced Wednesday a voluntary recall of both its Tread Plus and Tread treadmill machines over safety concerns. And they literally, CEO John Foley apologized for not cooperating with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission sooner. And it is a major reversal of what their initial reaction was. And you know, with this kind of thing, I mean, I think I'm always of two minds. I mean, we live in a very litigious society, meaning that it is also one of those things I think plays into something you were talking about the other day, and that we have a lot of people who are kind of looking for a lottery. I'm not saying this is the case here. I'm saying in general, bad things happen, and the first thing we do is look to sue.
Sure. Yep.
Good or bad. I mean, it is just a factor of life. But when they had, you know, someone die, and they've had all of these injuries, and then the Consumer Product Safety Commission says, look, you got to do something about this, and you just blow it off.
Oh, man. It couldn't have come at a worse time for them, really, because, in my opinion, they skyrocketed. You know, they became almost synonymous with at-home training, you know, and all this.
They during COVID-19... Yep. That you talk about the supply chain, you know, people were paying thousands of dollars for this equipment and waiting forever to get it just because they couldn't get it out fast enough, produce it fast enough. But then Wednesday their shares were down 15%, you know, on news that they had to come back out and apologize. It's about 125,000 Tread Plus machines and another couple thousand Tread products in the United States, you know, here in America. And the consumer group said that they had received 18 reports about the touchscreen loosening and 6 reports of the touchscreen detaching and falling from the treadmill. And they had warned the product last month after one child died in an incident involving the machine. There were also dozens of other reported injuries. And so I don't know, you know, when you talk about dozens of injuries versus, you know, 125,000 treadmills, I don't know what the norm of people hurting themselves, you know, working out. And some of that, no matter what kind of perfection you have in a machine, is still going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, I mean, when you're talking about a touchscreen falling off, you know, and that's a thing that is not over, that is not in the, like if your shoelace gets caught in the treadmill, I mean, there's some risk you kind of assume. But a touchscreen should never fall off. It should never go on to the thing. But, to my point earlier, I think that while so many customers are waiting for their machines to be in fulfillment, they might go, I don't know. And while other companies have seen the success by them, but then have gone in and manufactured equipment that's cheaper and more available and readily available, right now they may have given up a humongous market share gorilla position to where now others can creep in and wrestle away more of it.
And to be clear here, a part of this wasn't just a person using it. They had too high a platform between the floor and the tread to where small kids or pets who were anywhere near it while it was being in use could be in danger.
Yeah, on the deck.
So it wasn't just... Yep. Yeah, it wasn't just, you know, I'm running and not paying attention and, you know, I do one of those wacky fall off the treadmill things.
Right. Yep.
But this is not a good look for them.
Oh, no. And then to look like you don't care. I mean, we saw what happened to Volkswagen, you know, to just bold face say, hey, we didn't do all that. And then it comes out and you did. And then now you're eating crow and people are like, yeah, I'll never buy from you again.
They seem to have been hitting on all cylinders.
They did.
And this is a major damage to the brand. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and windy with a high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 60. And then Sunday, we've got showers and possibly thunderstorms, windy with a high near 56. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:25.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Hope you're having a great start to what is an unbelievable weekend, and happy the sun is out, that is for sure. I'm Brian Byers, that's Nick Smith, and we're happy to be with you 3 hours each and every day here. But if you miss any of the show, and you've got a busy life, we can't blame you for that. We're available on demand 24/7 on our podcast page at nowdecatur.com or anywhere you get your pods, and literally presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group. I could say something clever like driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
And you should.
Yes.
I like it.
But they're there for you whenever you're ready for it, because we know you live a busy life. I got to rethink, you know, my Fridays are full of meetings, you know, so I'm looking at this day and I'm looking at all the sunshine and I'm looking at, I'm going to be attached and strapped to this technology for the next 6 hours.
It's that long?
No, it seems like, well, I don't know.
I mean, can you check out, say, by like 2 o'clock?
Maybe, you know, like today on a given day, and it's no one's fault, it's my own fault, but you gotta remember, you go back to March of last year, we weren't going out and doing anything, so Friday didn't matter.
Right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, it's gonna matter here pretty soon.
I got a 10:30, I got an 11, I got an 11:30, I got a noon, I have a 1, you know, it's just sort of back to back to back. All good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of good stuff, you got a peek at what Paramount Plus is doing, and I don't know that we have time to talk about it now, but if you haven't seen it, take a peek.
Okay, well, I don't know what you mean exactly. Huh?
I was trying to tease, trying to learn.
Well, the tease is a good one because now you have me curious, and I may or may not know. We've got that, and then I want to get into this Floyd Mayweather story today. There's nothing to me better than the weigh-in fight or the press conference fight, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing. All right, we will take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Salvation Army is celebrating National Salvation Army Week across the country in a variety of ways next week, May 10th through the 16th. Typically observed in the second week of May, the National Salvation Army Week was first declared by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1954. During the week, the Salvation Army will be mentioning and remembering the founders and some of the history of the Salvation Army, as well as celebrating present-day programs and supporters that serve people in need throughout our community, country, and the world. Yesterday was the ribbon cutting for a new local business, Notorious Meats. Notorious now has a brick and mortar store as well as their food truck, Notorious B.I.G., which has been active since 2018. Notorious Meats will have their grand opening this Saturday at their location at 2910 South Mount Zion Road next to Ace Hardware. The grand opening will have a car show with the neighboring business, Robertson Tire and Auto, as well as the Notorious B.I.G. food truck and live music. Festivities will begin at 10 a.m. with the food truck arriving at 11 and live music beginning at noon. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A major miss on the jobs front. Our economy added 266,000 jobs in April versus the nearly 1 million forecast.
The last time the economy created a number that low was in January of 2021 when 233,000 jobs were added to the economy. So the unemployment rate ticked up to 6.1% because the number of unemployed people rose. So in fact, the number of people jobless less than 5 weeks was up 237,000 to 2.4 million people. Now those jobless 15 to 27 weeks actually fell.
That's Fox's Edward Lawrence. And in the Texas House, a controversial voting bill advances.
Legislation that in part would protect partisan poll watchers and ban county officials from sending mail-in ballot request forms to all registered voters.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Lawyer.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 60. And then Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, windy with a high near 56. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 52 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. All right, you got to tell me what Paramount is doing. I thought I was just inside the app yesterday. Maybe I missed this.
Well, they are following suit with Disney Plus and HBO Max, and they are bringing some of their big properties directly, instead of the theater, directly to their app, including... Including John Krasinski's A Quiet Place 2, but the one, and I'll give you a couple others. I'll bury the lead. Paranormal Activity sequels, Pet Sematary's prequel, and the Antoine Fuqua Mark Wahlberg vehicle Infinite will be on Paramount Plus free of charge if you have a subscription.
Infinite was the movie that he was filming during the Wall Street documentary on HBO Max.
That's right.
I mean, he was where in London, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's where they had.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I don't know anything about that movie other than he was driving around on a motorcycle with a samurai sword.
Right.
And that's, I mean, look, the two names attached to it's good enough for me. Period.
I'm in. Yeah, no doubt about that. The reason I probably didn't know most of what you just said, it was most of that was in the horror genre, of which I am not a consumer.
These are just some of their main properties, but this was part of an announcement they made yesterday. So it's,
okay.
Yeah, but that's the one I knew you would care about more. Is that vehicle.
Absolutely. They've got some bugs to work out on their app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely do. And you know who else does? HBO Max has this thing where at the end of every single video that I watch, just about, it will pop up and say, we cannot play this video while it's playing the video, while it is actually playing the video, but it's only at the very end.
I'm getting every once in a while, and it actually happens across other apps, where I'm getting a box saying this isn't available where you live.
Right. Yeah. And that's it trying to rectify where you're from. And it's silly.
But that sort of flies in the face of what you think about these companies knowing everything about you. Oh, except where you are.
Exactly right. Yeah.
And then I noticed, like, in the Paramount app, and I this isn't even a complaint. It's just sort of like even these gigantic companies, you know, have a hard time ironing out the wrinkles. When you go to, like, CBS within the Paramount app, it will start to play something else and then stop and then give you the CBS logo poll, and then go to your program. And then if you pause it and go back, it starts that process over again.
Yeah, I hate that. The biggest thing that I hate about streaming apps, and it's not consistent, I don't know which one does it, but if I'm watching a series and I'm on, say, number 3, I hate the fact that if number 7 happens to be the current one or season 1 is the one that they're promoting, it's hard for me to hop in where I left off sometimes. And so I end up going, is he really dead? I don't remember him dying. Nope, that's 5 episodes from now. Can't unsee that.
Now you just got a complete spoiler, yes. By accident. Yeah, that's okay. There's really, those are small complaints because our ability to access everything is so greater than it's ever been. And I'm grateful for that. I am an on-demand guy.
Yeah.
I do a live radio show every day, but in most aspects of my life, I am very much an on-demand. You know, I don't watch it real time unless it's something like Sunday at the Masters or the Super Bowl or, sports is really kind of that last, area for me where I'm a, must-see TV kind of guy going to it real time. But for the most part, I want to do it when I want to do it. So when, when we start, if a show airs like on Wednesday night, rarely, if ever, do I watch it on Wednesday night. I'll consume it Thursday. So what Hulu has done really plays into that.
The next day.
I love the fact that you can, all of these different cable networks you can see on Hulu the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I will watch Mayans MC, but I don't watch it when it's on FX. I'm watching FX on Hulu. Now, my question is, in the greater scheme of things, does FX still get credit for that?
Yeah. Yeah, they would have to. And also, it's like, that's the other thing. When you have so many different streaming services and maybe a cable or satellite subscription, making that choice to watch it on Hulu with no ads versus just watching it on demand after it's over and fast forwarding, it's just the convenience and the
And it's not even a day later. Nope. I mean, if it airs at 8 o'clock at night, midnight rolls over,
it's right
you're
there.
In the next day and it's available on Hulu. I mean, to me, that's the future of entertainment.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. And I noticed something kind of funny the other day, Brian, because we were talking about episode lists or lengths. We were watching Young Rock episode 11, and then all of a sudden it crept up and started feeling like a season finale. I was like, what is happening here? Sure enough, they just did 11 episodes. And I got to tell you, that show is money back guarantee. It's enjoyable. It's funny. It's good, warm hearted. It's very good. I love it.
Here's what I think the industry as a whole, and I mean anyone under the umbrella of offering news, entertainment, a product. We've gone through cycles. For years, network television had a cookie cutter approach to you have to have 22 episodes, and this is when they air, and the fall is when we premiere, and weather shows get renewed. Now, the good news in the old days, they gave shows a little bit more of a chance than they do today. You can look at like Seinfeld and Cheers as two perfect examples of if they had been solely judged in today's marketplace, they probably would not have survived more than one season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there was some good in the old. Mm-hmm. And then it became, you know, podcast or whatever. And then, we'd the video, and then what length does the video need to be? Because people are looking at that little clock. What I have come to understand in my world, is that those old rules, or even new ways of thinking about those old rules, if you just have quality and you worry about the quality and you just don't play by any of those other rules, if you can do 6 episodes of something that leaves people wanting more, then that's the magic number. If a podcast is 5 minutes or 35 minutes, if it's engaging and entertaining, that's your answer. We don't have to have those standards.
No, and then on the timeline of release, what Disney is doing in particular, HBO has given us one big movie a month, but Disney is like, you know what? We got a series ready. We're just going to roll it. And so not wait for sweeps week or any of this summer blockbuster. It's like, hey, people are watching our stuff year round. It's ready to roll. Let's make some money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that I absolutely love about the Xfinity voice remote, speaking, I'm trying to navigate your way through all of the options, is, man, it just takes all the guessing out of it. All you have to do is press the microphone button, say what you want, and it does all of the work for you. So it doesn't matter what you're consuming. If I want to find, by the way, Condor, the season one finale will be on Epics on Sunday night. And before, when maybe you would try to DVR things, or you would now with on demand, but you meant we don't know what channel Epics is. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I don't have to. I just literally push the microphone button on the Xfinity voice remote and say Condor. Boom. 2 different options pop up. You're right there, and you can pick up right where you left off. I would highly encourage you to try it. Not only are you going to get the Xfinity voice remote, but you're going to get Xfinity X1, where you can literally watch and record up to 6 shows at the same time. You can start watching in one room and finish in another. It delivers the simplest, most complete way to access and experience all of your entertainment on all of your screens the way you want to. Can you ask for more than that? Call, click, or visit a store today. I promise you, you're going to be very, very happy that you did. Takes a lot of the guesswork out of the technology. And it's there just to super serve you. It's not just a function. It's literally the way you consume your entertainment or your sports or whatever it might be. All right. Tell me what happened. There's nothing better in my life. It's sort of the pro wrestling part of boxing. Is the weigh-in or the pre-press conference or the, and somebody's got to hold somebody back and evidently Floyd Mayweather got hat snatched. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's not a thing. It's not.
Okay, so what happened here between Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather?
Well, they had their weigh-in for their upcoming, exhibition bout, which is a new thing.
Was it a weigh-in or was it just a press conference? They had a weigh-in.
That's correct.
I'm sorry. Far ahead of time.
It's the equivalent of that. There's no real. It's just a press junket. They're starting the tour, so yeah, you're absolutely right. But it was kind of staged in the same sort of way, where I'll be over here, you'll be over there, kind of thing. And they got in each other's face, and I think they were talking about what weight they were going to do this at. And then out of nowhere, the Paul brother, I think this one's Jake, right?
Okay, there's two Pauls, so and I get this confused. There's Logan and there's Jake. Now, Logan is the one that's going to be fighting Mayweather, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not who got into it with Mayweather. It was the brother.
Yeah, and they were trying to talk about, hey, let's do it at this weight. I mean, there was an idea that he might take them both on in the same night, and that's, I guess, what this is going about. But out of nowhere, Jake just says, got your hat, and takes his hat off his head, like some kind of just some little kid, and they end up getting him pushing and shoving, and I guess there's reports that one of Floyd's bodyguards got a good shot in on Jake. And there you go. And that's how you sell pay-per-views, by the way.
And that has been the case since Muhammad Ali.
Right. This isn't even going to be a fight. This is going to be a clinic put on by the greatest, if not the greatest, certainly right up there, boxer of all time, against a dude that's new to boxing that will bring millions of eyeballs, and he won't land probably 5 punches the entire fight.
Okay. But do we not? And I in my heart, I agree with you 100% about the outcome. But do we not pay for per view for that sliver of a less than a half of a percent that it could have a different outcome?
Yes, that is so. That is the fun. Also, you know, there's the I want to see the great do, even though this isn't close to what they normally do. I want to see the great do the great thing. But yes, we are paying for the possible train wreck every single time. That's what it's for.
Okay. How is it that, that you seem to be able to separate all of the downside of Floyd Mayweather to see him do something he's very good at? And I find it almost impossible to root for him.
I'm rooting for his craft, if nothing else.
But where else would that? I mean, if I made that argument about Harvey Weinstein,
that's brilliant. That is such a good
guy. Won a lot of Oscars, Nick, and he was a pretty good filmmaker.
That's so good. I don't know how I have the mental gymnastics to be okay with Floyd Mayweather. I like his. I look at it sort of like the WWE. It's like a character. I like the money character that he has, and I love his style of fighting, even though people find it completely boring. But I don't know that I would want to hang out with him or associate or be friends, but he's just very, very, very good at what he does. So I don't know how I get to that. How do I get to that?
And by the way, I mean, what I'm saying has no bearing on his skill level or talent.
That's a good point. I'm not usually the guy to put that stuff aside. I'm generally not that guy. I don't know why. I've got to look inside me for this one, Brian, and thank you for that, actually.
No. I'm not judging you. I'm just asking, why is it in this world where we have canceled people for less?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still out there making a ton of money and seems sort of untouchable.
Man, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts as to what, because you know me, I don't generally get behind. I generally am like, I can separate myself. What is it about Floyd Mayweather that
it's also a question of, you know, can you enjoy Michael Jackson's music, you know, knowing what you know or what could have been or maybe was, I don't know. We're weird. We're people.
Yeah,
we have weird trips about things. But this isn't stuff that Floyd Mayweather was accused of. I mean, this is stuff Floyd Mayweather was convicted of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not the best of guys at times. That's for sure.
So I wonder, in an era where there's so much the other way, how every once in a while you go, well, how does that not fit into that category?
Man, that is eye-opening, because you're right on the money. R. Kelly has listening to his music is cringy, especially when it's like age ain't nothing but a number. It's like, oh, but it is, and that's why you're in trouble. I can't listen to that. I can't listen.
I would suggest to you that in 2002 he was charged with 2 counts of domestic violence, 1 count of misdemeanor battery, got a 6-month suspended sentence, 2 days of house arrest. 2004, given a 1-year suspended jail sentence, ordered to undergo impulse control after 2 counts of misdemeanor battery against 2 women. 2005, pleaded no contest, misdemeanor battery charge after hitting and kicking a bouncer, got a suspended 90-day jail sentence. 2010, 2011. I mean, you can go through a long litany.
Yep.
I think we think differently that if he gets into a fight with a bouncer, clearly, than domestic battery.
No question about that. Yep.
Okay. But this isn't speculation. This is like conviction, over and over and over. Now, here's a quick theory that I have. The difference between Floyd Mayweather and Harvey Weinstein is that that's probably a bad parallel, but we've always considered the profession of boxing to be sort of sleazy and all kinds of sleazy characters in it and all kinds of, I mean, I don't know if it's just a reputational thing the sport brings with it.
Maybe we sort of expect to get down. We're watching people hurt each other. We've kind of let our hoity-toityness off the hook for a little bit. So, yeah, I think maybe that's probably it. We sort of expect that for you to be rough around the edges.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not rooting against him. I just can't bring myself to root for him. And so even the people that he's fighting may be as unlikable as he is, whether it's Conor McGregor or these idiot bleached blonde brother guys. I'm going to be rooting for the brother.
Oh, wow.
there's literally statistically no chance.
None. Yeah.
But you never know.
Oh, man. I guess if you catch the wrong kind of punch, the best part is if you were to watch it in a group of people, Floyd puts his glove up and they hit the glove so it sounds like they connected on a punch. And so the whole restaurant is watching a different fight than you are because they hear the sounds like, oh my gosh, he's killing him. You're like, he has not even touched his skin yet. Not once.
Yeah. How old is Floyd Mayweather? 44?
Yeah, he's in his 40s now.
He's 44 years old. He was born in 1977. So there's going to be like Peyton Manning or anybody else. He's going to step in the ring one of these days and not be him.
Yeah, but he'll never get in. I think he's smart enough to not get in the ring with somebody. I think he will adjust the scale accordingly. I mean, he's fighting YouTube stars now. He went from the best MMA fighter to a YouTube guy. I mean,
right. And Peyton Manning went from Peyton Manning to not anywhere close to Peyton Manning almost overnight.
Yeah. But the equivalent would be that Peyton Manning would then go play some high school football. You know, he wouldn't still be trying to NFL. All right. But I'm going to throw one more boxing nugget because we'll never get to it. Canelo Alvarez this weekend, if you're looking for a really good fight, he's the best boxer. He's likable. He's very good to root for, and he'll be on pay-per-view.
All right. It is an interesting question about Floyd Mayweather, though. I mean,
yeah.
The same type of behavior ruined NFL careers.
Yeah.
You know, people were kicked off teams, not allowed to be, and is this a question of the more talented you are, the less it applies to you?
Yeah, I'm going to spend some time thinking about this because I am on the wrong side of what I'm normally on this one. Honestly,
I'm not accusing you of anything.
I am though. I'm being honest. This isn't where my brain doesn't usually line up that way. So I kind of need to figure out why it does with him.
All right, we'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 66, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 39. For Saturday, 50% chance of showers, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high of 60. And then Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, windy with a high near 56. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:51.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
I don't know how much longer having the boys share a bedroom is going to work.
Yeah, and I could sure use more space in my home office.
Well, I think it's time to start planning to move.
Need more space for your growing family? Looking in a certain neighborhood or school district? Our innovative website lets you zero in on your exact wants and needs. Find information faster and with less clicks at BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
Hi, this is Alethea, Administrator at Eagle Ridge of Decatur. During these uncertain times, we are continuing our mission to serve our residents and community with a home that provides love, compassion, and dignity. Rest assured, our residents are surrounded by people who care for them deeply, and we will continue to provide love and care for them. We look forward to the future when this is behind us, but until then, we will continue to work to ensure the safety of all employees and residents. Call us at 872-1282 to join the Eagle Ridge family.
Here at the Community Foundation of Macon County, we've proudly partnered with generous families, individuals, companies, and nonprofits for the last 21 years to help make their charitable dollars make the seemingly impossible possible for the permanent good of our community. I'm Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making here at the Foundation, and by connecting the philanthropic goals of individuals with the needs of Macon County, we help strengthen and build a brighter future for all of us. At the Foundation, we work with donors like you to establish individual funds that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or even provide a scholarship. You can also help us meet the growing needs of our community, and you can do it all in your name or to honor a loved one. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County and help support local nonprofits, schools, and religious organizations, please call us at 217-429-3000 or go to MaconCountyGives.org for more information. We're proud to be your homegrown community foundation.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. I'm going to reach out to Dr. Bart Jennings and see if I can't get him on the show next week. This supply chain thing is a story that's being talked about, but not talked about enough in what it means for your daily life. Just yesterday, I learned that there is a huge shortage of propane tanks and chlorine, you know, as people are getting ready to, like, open pools. There is a chicken shortage going on right now. Steel prices have tripled. Copper is going way up. You look at gas prices right now, that's going to reflect in grocery stores very soon in a lot of items. I saw an interesting story yesterday about impulse buys at the grocery store. Like, you know, what's, like, this COVID thing kind of killed gummy bears and breath mints and stuff that, you know, like you're, the dynamic has shifted so much, and why?
Yeah, you know, the Walgreens of the world, the gas stations and the checkout lanes at your supermarkets, those are the purchases that are made just last second because they're right there. You're standing there waiting. But if people aren't standing there waiting, do they generally order these things at home? And I would guess probably not because they're not right there just calling your name. So that's interesting.
And that's a dynamic of just consumer behavior because of restrictions.
Correct.
But why all the shortage of the other things? You know, I mean, why chicken? You know, why propane? Why chlorine?
There's a fire at a factory on chlorine, but you're right. Where's the glut or where's the bottlenecking on a lot of these other things? It's very interesting. And he would probably know.
Dr. Jennings is brilliant on this. I mean, he literally wrote the book. So I'm going to reach out to him today, see if I can get him on with us next week, because this is the most important part of getting products to people that people don't even consider.
Right.
Part of it is a shortage of truck drivers.
Yeah. I've seen pickup trucks with trailers and people unloading, like, it looks like their own truck and their own trailer delivering products that are generally done by truck drivers, no question.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of it is what companies had to do to react to COVID in this last year. For instance, you can we go to Hawaii every couple of years and we rent cars. And it is surprisingly affordable to do that when you think about you can take a tour, you know, they charge you for this, or you just rent a car and go do whatever you want to do and see twice as much. Right now, because they what happened to the rental car agencies was during COVID, no one was flying, no one was renting cars, so they sold off a ton of their fleet to be able to cover expenses. So now the cost of renting a car in Hawaii is 10 times what it was pre-COVID. People are renting U-Hauls.
That's crazy.
People are literally renting U-Hauls and driving around the Hawaiian Islands.
Wow.
The impact and the ripple effect of all of this is being felt in so many different and strange ways today. And then, of course, you had that whole canal screw up and, you know, that backed everything up. But what I can't understand is, like, when you can't get ketchup, you know, what happens there? I mean, did people quit using ketchup during COVID?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. And some of the lumber, it's like, all right, we've got enough wood, but we don't have the glue to make the manufactured wood. So it just sits there.
That was half the thing with testing. It's like, okay, they had the components of the test. What they didn't have was what you needed to administer it.
Right. That's exactly right. It's crazy.
So it's been a weird, I mean, and to put it lightly, really weird. And have you noticed everybody's rounded up to a year and a half?
Well, yeah, we're pretty much there, though.
No, we're not.
Wait, aren't we?
No. March to May isn't a year and a half.
Oh, March to May. Yeah, I guess we're counting March. Yeah, because January is at the start of it. So, yeah, we've got a little bit more to go.
But in January, February, nobody was impacted. Yeah. I mean, not right. Like, you know, so, I mean, to me, if you're talking about restrictions or shutdowns or masks or all that, you know, you're talking middle of March.
Yeah, it's September.
But
I've heard
many, many people, they just, they're rounding up because it feels like that to them.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think they're misleading. They're just going, oh, we've been doing this for a year and a half. No, we haven't. No, we haven't. Seems like 5 years.
It does seem like 5 years.
Hey, if you missed any of the show today, we had some great interviews, including Ed Walton, an industrial tech guy and a guy who is putting kids on career paths into the trades. Really good interview. Got the Brink Otter folks. We've got Tim King sitting for Tupper, the mayor, all presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get them wherever you get your podcast, or just go to the Now Decatur podcast page. That's it for us. I hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy your Saturday and Sunday. Nick and I'll be back bright and early Monday morning at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. As the state surpasses vaccination rates of 60% for individuals 18 and over and 80% for individuals 65 and older, the Illinois Department of Public Health is deploying additional rural and rapid response vaccination teams to Lawrence, Macon, and Fulton counties. The teams will set up one-and-done clinics.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.